The issue of transgender girls playing on girls' middle and high school sports teams in Delaware is now the subject of a federal complaint. WHYY's Chris Barish reports on the petition by a Wilmington attorney and a state legislator that could put the state's annual education funding of $336 million in jeopardy.
Dave Baylor heads Delaware Scholastic Sports governing body. And while Baylor oversaw the boys and girls high school basketball finals this week, he also addressed a sensitive issue, transgender girls playing on girls' teams. Baylor's agency lets students play on a team that corresponds with their gender identity as determined by their school. But no athletes are currently doing so today.
There's no issue. None has been brought to us to make it an area of concern. I work hand-in-hand with the athletic directors, and no one has approached us about the issue.
But a Wilmington attorney and a state legislator have approached the U.S. Department of Justice over Delaware's policy. They want Delaware investigated and then forced to ban transgender girls from girls' teams or else forfeit its federal education funding.
If we've only got 12 people on a team and you've got one transgender boy on the team, then all of a sudden there's one less girl.
That's lawyer Tom Neuberger, who along with State Senator Brian Richardson says Delaware is violating federal law that prohibits sex discrimination in education programs that get federal aid.
It's simply discrimination against young girls to allow transgender boys to participate.
They contend Delaware is also running afoul of President Donald Trump's February executive order that said his administration would rescind federal funding from violators. U.S. Attorney General Pam Biondi is already investigating policies in Maine, California, and Minnesota. Baylor and State Education Secretary Cindy Martin wouldn't comment on the complaint. But at the hoop finals, two fans offered opposing views on transgender athletes.
Let the guys play with the guys, the girls play with the girls. It's going to be an uncompetitive advantage for the guys that want to play with the girls. We need women to represent women in full capacity and to be competing with one another and showing their true highlights, their true strengths, and how far they've come.
That's Bobby, a middle-aged football coach who wouldn't give his last name because he feared alienating sports or education officials. 18-year-old Dover High student Tanya Robinson sees it differently.
I do think they should be able to because of the medications that they're provided with. It lowers the testosterone in the transgender female so that they have the ability to play like a regular quote-unquote female.
Robinson said her view is typical of Gen Z and Gen Alpha, people born since 1995.
The older generation just doesn't approve of it, but they can't really stop what's happening in our generation.
Senator Richardson has unsuccessfully tried to pass a bill requiring kids to play on teams that match their biological sex as determined at birth. He realizes no trans girls are now playing on girls' teams, but aims to prevent it from happening.
I don't want to see any woman lose opportunities to be able to compete fairly for scholarships or just honors and have it taken away by a male.
But Mark Purpura, a lawyer who heads the Equality Delaware nonprofit that advocates for LGBTQ residents, says the issue will ultimately be decided by the courts, not President Trump. Purpura also said it's misguided and foolhardy on Senator Richardson's part.
A member of the General Assembly is asking the federal government to terminate education funding for Delaware schools. That is a truly remarkable position to be taking, which would result in the closure of many public schools in Delaware. He's focused on something that's divisive and is really, to a large extent, a non-issue in Delaware.
Governor Matt Meyer had no comment on the legal complaint, but Meyer, who took office in January, said through a spokesman that while he doesn't believe trans girls should play on girls' teams, the decision on whether they can should be left to leagues and localities. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.